Global Intifada, bringing you current affairs through revolutionary and protest music from around the world.
Every Thursday afternoon from 5 till 6 on 3CR.
Because music is our bomb. Good afternoon, everyone. This is Kepa, and you're listening to Global Intifada. And today we're doing a disability rights show because it's Disability Day. And big thanks to Liz for her show. Are you looking at me? Always good. And okay, we're going to be playing a lot of different people, mostly people with living with disabilities, singing about issues like discrimination and just everyday challenges, but also people singing about a wide variety of other things like animal rights, indigenous rights, all by people with disabilities. So a lot of interesting stuff to play. And I'm going to start the show with my new favourite band. And anyone here will tell you, I've been running around asking anyone who will listen to give me all their music because I just think they're really excellent. This is Bear Brass Asylum Orchestra and Welcome to My World.
What if you couldn't piss unless I said so? What if you couldn't eat unless I fed you real slow? And what if you couldn't please me without assistance? And what if I had to keep a distance every time you were sick? Well, I'd say, welcome to my world. If I had to be another driver, body and super well, so do me a favour, babe. Spend a day in my shoes. What if you had to be blessed by the family? What if you always had to shout with me? And what if you wilted every time it got steamy? And what if you got so fucking tired of being needy? And what if I had to chaperone you? Well, I'd say, welcome to my world. If I had to be another driver, body on superwell, what would you say? And if you had to make concessions and fight politicians, well, would you be okay? So do me a favor, babe. Spend a day in my shoes. What if you had to take drugs just in case? What if your talents went to waste? What if you couldn't find your place? And what if I started screaming things vile and base? And that's just taste. Welcome to my world. If I had to be another driver, body out stripper, well, what would you say? If you had to make concessions and fight politicians, well, would you be okay? So do me a favor, babe. Spend your life in my world.
Yeah, the Bear Brass Asylum Orchestra and Welcome to My World. We're going to be hearing more of them later in the show. But right now. Here's a band from England, from Brighton, which has a really interesting, really good music scene down there. And it's a cover version of the Ting Tings song called That's Not My Name. And, yeah, it's real good. Let's try again. There we go.
Yo!
Yeah, Heavy Load, and that's not my name. And I quite liked the original of that. Oh, it's still going. Yeah, I did quite like the original, but this version is so powerful. Yes, I can imagine we'll play that again at some stage. Not tonight, obviously. Okay, more music. Today is Disability Rights Day, as people know. We've got a lot of interesting stuff to play, and I'm just looking for... I've got a new operating system on my computer, which I'm not at all impressed with. I have trouble with computers at the best of times, so... You have to just be a tiny bit patient. Yes, so what I wanted to say was, now I remember, today is the 3rd of December and it's Disability Rights Day, and it is also the 31st anniversary of the Bhopal industrial tragedy caused by lack of maintenance at the Bhopal chemical plant in Madhya Pradesh state in India. A lot of poisonous gas was let out into the atmosphere in the town of Bhopal, where the plant was, and thousands of people died, and thousands were blinded, people got brain damage, all sorts of things happened. So a lot of people have been suffering for a very long time because of this negligent behaviour of this giant multinational corporation, Union Carbide, which is now owned by Dow Chemicals. And children are being born still affected by the chemical spill. There's a lot of disabled children being born with all sorts of conditions. And so in addition to today's show being specifically for Disability Day, I'd like to also dedicate it to the people of Bhopal. And here's a song by a great anarcho band called Dog-Faced Hermans. We've played them before, not this song, but yeah, very happy to play this for you. Here they are, from Scotland, and a track called Bhopal.
if you're saying to me, being a deaf woman, do I feel disabled? My answer would be no, I don't. I don't feel disabled. I have a language, I have a culture. I don't think of myself as disabled because I'm deaf. I guess when I do feel disabled is when I can't have access to anything.
Yeah, this is Kepa, you're listening to Global Intifada, and Zuni's just
popped
arrived.
In to say hello. And
good to see you.
Yeah, haven't been here for a while. And that cart just made me think of, you know, a lot of people disabled don't think of themselves as disabled, but a lot of people who don't appear to be disabled at all are. You know, a lot of disabilities are very invisible and, you know, you really can't tell who is suffering from who's, you know, people might appear to be out and be social and doing stuff, but you don't know how much they're struggling, like using every ounce of energy just to appear normal. And yeah, no, it's tough to have an illness that's not visible or acknowledged. So just shout out to everyone there with invisible illnesses and all disabilities.
Yes, and the medical profession, the mainstream medical profession.
The corporate medical world. Yes. Yes, they do. And, it's such an interesting subject. Like, a lot of us are really anti-establishment, anti-capitalist, but when it comes to medicine, it's like completely that stuff goes out the window and still whatever doctors say is gospel. I mean, you know, Western medicine is one thing, but it's just been so totally co-opted by corporate interests, and so much of Western medicine is complete, will just make you more ill. And anyway, look, I'm ranting a bit. Let's play some music.
Okay.
Yeah,
I can do that too. Yeah,
That last track was great,
fucking excellent,
yeah.
Yeah, that's Dog-Faced Hermans, who
great
were
band.
Always good. Great band. One of the best, most interesting, innovative anarcho-punk bands of the 80s, 90s.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah, and now, I mean, you know.
I'd never heard of them until you introduced me to them.
Okay, yeah. They were pretty, you know, they were pretty obscure.
Yeah, which I don't understand why. Like, why I never heard of them before.
Stuff.
They're so good.
Quite a few records.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't play the game.
You
know, they moved to Holland. They used to tour around Europe with the X.
Okay.
You know, this didn't. Self-release DIY stuff. Fantastic band. And that was specifically for the people of Bhopal, because
anniversary today.
The anniversary, and there are many. People suffering from serious lifelong disabilities because of that, unforgivable
bit of ecocide.
They've avoided for 31 years. They've done their best to avoid paying compensation or admitting, culpability. You know, the American government, India was trying to have the heads of Union Carbide, you know, brought to India. And the American government blocked it, The American government blocked these multimillionaires being extradited to India for trial.
And then Union
and then
Carbide.
And they died happily in their mansions.
And then they changed their name, didn't they?
Well,
what are they called
they
now?
They got taken over by Dow Chemicals. If you could ever have a worse.
Their name's just as bad as Union Carbide, so it's hardly a PR makeover, is it?
They don't need to.
No.
They've got the US
right.
state on their side.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Okay, let's play some more music then, huh?
Mm.
Yeah. Do you want to hear Lazar?
Is that my friend?
Yeah. Lazar Bridget Kostitz.
Is that our friend with Lyme disease?
Yeah, or should we...
Okay, I love this guy. Like he's got Lyme disease, and it's an illness. It's very actually the symptoms are very very similar to the particular thing that I suffer from, and this guy, he's hilarious, and I haven't listened to him for a while.
And he's
so
serious too.
Yeah, you know? he's very profound and amusing, and he's fabulous. And he just sings about having Lyme disease. He's great.
And the discrimination he's faced with doctors saying, get out of here, you know.
Yeah, not being believed.
And he also sings about solidarity, the importance of solidarity of people who are unwell and are disabled.
That's right. Yeah. And because it doesn't matter, like, how sympathetic people are, it's only other people with illnesses that can truly understand what you're going through. It's just the nature of it, huh?
Mm.
Yeah.
So I guess we better play a track or two by him
now. Yeah, cool.
Okay. I'm going to start with this one's called Maybe Just Insane. And I think we'll play two, but yeah, we'll see.
He was just 23 when a tick bit him, and his doctor slapped in his face, "My son, you are fine, free and go away." And that was the start of change his life, his friends having gone on their way. He left alone with the pain and death as a victim of Lyme. Now he is 43, he can't walk and tries to find what went wrong when he was just 23. His life gone with years of pain, he has no family and no friends, and his doctors say, "Dear friend, you are fine, maybe just insane." He was just 23 when he couldn't sleep, and his doctor slapped in his face, "My son, you are fine, free, and go away." Now he is 43, he can't walk and trying to find what went wrong when he was just 23. His life gone with years of pain, he has no family and no friends, and his doctors say, "Dear friend, you are fine, maybe just insane." I want to say my thought, just for today I enjoy what I've got. I won't change, just fall for the best, and to always stand and don't be better than the rest. Come together, shoulder to shoulder, to share the burden, a victim of life. We have a story, it's same for all. Sometimes, somewhere, we got the light.
Sometimes somewhere we got the light. We have a goal of hope, the goal of people, for all sick people, their families and friends. Our dreams have not been cancelled, but they just may be delayed. We got each other to lean on. We have family and the friends. Come together, shoulder to shoulder, to share the burden, a victim of life. We have a story, it's same for all. Sometimes somewhere we got the light. Sometimes somewhere we got the light. We have a goal of hope, the goal of people, for all sick people, their families and friends. We have a goal of hope, the goal of people, for all sick people, their families and friends. Come together, shoulder to shoulder, to share the burden, a victim of life. We have a story, it's same for all. Sometimes somewhere we got the light. Sometimes somewhere we got the light.
Sing song, gather in a me yard at night and drink rum. Wake up in the morning, hustle for income. No farmer man at on hurry go bring come. Still me youths a pray for righteous kingdom. No tribal youths at on hurry go bring come. No feud man at on hurry go bring come. Come, ka, 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 come, ka, come, come. Well in the young multitude, where you lift the service, shoot, seek the truth, and we nasty mute. Government man a load and shoot, act like cracker in a safari suit. How many
से पता चलेगा किसी को अगर आप
बात कैसे फैलेगी।
हाँ अगर आप आए हो जहाँ आए हो, अगर आप जहाँ से कोई बात आगे नहीं पहुँचाओगे तो आगे नहीं जाएगी ना वो।
Yes, that was Bhant Singh from Punjab.
Okay.
A left-wing activist and low-caste Dalit activist whose child was raped, daughter was raped, and he went to the cops to complain about it, and the upper caste thugs, who landlords, in fact, children of local landlords who did it, went and beat him up so badly that he had to have both legs and one and a half arms amputated. And he's been living with severe disability for 10 years, 9 years now.
Yeah.
And for his activism,
And
I thought, yes, it's an important song to play. That song is about, solidarity. In fact, that's what it was about. And it also featured Delhi Sultanate from Delhi, who does a lot of good stuff. And that whole recording project was done in solidarity with Bhant Singh a couple of years ago, and if people want, they can get that music and support him on, you can get it on Bandcamp, all money will go to him. He's from a poor farming background, and obviously he can't do any work.
Okay, and maybe we'll post something about it on the Global Intifada Facebook page.
Yes, if I remember. I have some,
So Global Intifada 3CR on Facebook.
Yeah. It's we do tend to put a lot of stuff up on Facebook.
Yeah.
So it's worth having a look
at. The page has gotten a lot more kind of active in the last few months.
It's a pretty interesting page.
Yeah. It's great. And
it's posted on.
Yeah, it's become a really popular of late too.
Okay, so before that we heard Lazar Kostic, who is Serbian, and I think he lives in Canada. Yeah, now I'm pretty sure that's the case. And we played a couple of songs from a protest EP by him about discrimination and solidarity. People with he's talking about Lyme disease, and often goes undiagnosed.
Yeah. Yeah, and like a lot of diseases that people don't understand, like, for example, if the official line is that Lyme disease doesn't exist in Australia, when in fact it does. So people who have Lyme disease, it's like a whole disparate sort of cluster of symptoms. There's so many different symptoms, and people who have Lyme disease are just, their friends and relatives often just think they're hypochondriacs or they're crazy or... And there's so many other diseases like that, like adrenal dysfunction diseases. they're like this silent epidemics. I know adrenal fatigue is just like it's really huge, but mainstream Western medicine doesn't acknowledge that it's real. They will in a few years. It's happening. Give them a few years. So they're just behind.
Do you know if adrenal fatigue is... can you say it's caused by modern society, by capitalist society, or is it an old disease from, for instance, Lyme disease? You can assume it's been passed by ticks for.
Yeah, I think adrenal fatigue's more complicated. I think it's caused by different things with different people, but yes, I would say it's definitely a product of capitalism, because most people who get it from extreme stress, running on adrenaline all the time, as well as mineral, like you combine MASH with a mineral depletion where your body just isn't nourished enough to cope with this producing adrenaline all the time. And, you know, in this society where people are expected to parent, have a couple of jobs, do this, do that, it, you know, it's crazy. And, yeah, so it's sort of...
And the whole, you know, competitive nature of society too, must also, I imagine, be, you know.
A lot of people who live in war zones must have it. You know, like if you're living in Syria or Gaza or, you know, parts of West Bank, you know, anywhere where you're just experiencing constant stress, like, But
and
anyway.
Trauma. And trauma.
Trauma. Anyway.
Yes. We're going to play more music, Zini.
Yes, good.
Yes.
Good. I don't want to talk much.
okay. You can talk. You can.
No, you cannot
talk. You do what you feel. More music. I'm going to play one now from Congo, from a really interesting band called Staffbender Bilili. And they're a disabled crew, who street musicians, who... used to play outside the Kinshasa Zoo, I believe, you know, just on the street, you know. And they're so good, they've got to record and release albums, and they travel, and
great.
They're fantastic. This song's called Polio.
Mama botanga malamu polio ebebi sanga tala lelo yo nakoma moto na velo nakoma kotambola na nzete nakoma moto na bakane babeki ye Mangwele, mangwele ya poliomyelite, mangwele ya buka buka. Paparan ba ye baka, bakondisa na ikelasi. Tala lelo yo, na koma moto na mayele. Waka mokote, wea mosali sayoko ebayete.
So, Zuni, what did you think of that song?
Well, I like what the song is about better than the actual sound of the song. So quickly tell the listeners what the song is about, Kat, before they change the dial.
Well, first of all, that was a woman from Slovakia called Marika Gombitova, who's a big, was at least, I don't know, she still is, a big pop star there. And the song is about a circus animal, a horse. And I think the song is written from the horse's perspective, and the horse is saying, talking about how it actually likes, you know, performing. It quite gets, you know, gets into it and likes people clapping and all that. But at night, you know, it really just dreams of being out in the fields and just running wild where it's supposed to be. And it talks about how sad it is that the animals that are locked up in cages at night are all crying and they're all lonely and stuff like that. It's a really amazing song.
So this horse likes the sound of applause.
Apparently.
It's like it sort of naturally enjoys performing. It has naturally has an outgoing, hey, I really want to spend my life as a performer type of personality.
Well, it doesn't say he wants to spend the rest of his life as a performer. And hey, he just like, you know, get into it, you know, and kick back. But I actually wants to be free.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
To have a choice. Horse got no choice. The animals have got no choice, right?
Mm.
Yeah. And look, I do have to say my Slovakian is pretty fucking bad, right?
Really? You're not fluent?
I'm not fluent in
shocking.
But I have tried a lot to find a decent translation of that. So I'm pretty sure that's the gist of what the song is about. It is.
Now, I understand, like, the lyrics, why they're saying that. It's like, you know, humans justify stuff with animals. Oh, no, but they enjoy it. And which I'm sure, like, you know, horse racing or whatever it is, that they do to some degree, but that does not justify all the other things that go along with it. Just because horses like running doesn't mean they enjoy being...
And look, my translation might be completely wrong. Maybe it's saying I fucking hate being under the lights. And I don't.
Yeah, and I hate humans. I hate the sound of clapping. I hate. Yeah, who knows?
The woman who did that song. The reason I played it today was Marika Gombitova was in a serious accident, and she is completely paralysed. I think from waist down.
Okay.
I think. That's the case, or yes, neck down, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
And that happened when she was quite young. Yeah, she's still...
Okay. Yeah. And we're playing...
quite big musician in Eastern Europe.
Musicians and music with that theme today because it's Disability Day, so we're sticking with that theme on Global Intifada.
And we've played some pretty interesting stuff, and we've got more to come, but it is 10 minutes to... 6 o'clock and
tick tock.
Yeah, after here, I'm going down to going down to Parliament. What are you doing, Zini?
Look, I'll be staggering off to my little corner.
Oh, true. Yeah. There's a sleep out tonight for the homeless.
Yeah,
people's.
No, look, I would love to go. If I can go, I will.
Homeless People's Union?
Yeah, on the steps of Parliament.
Yep. A sleep out.
Everyone will be there all
speak
night.
Out
so
people
I think
staying
the speak
out
was at 4, hey?
Oh, 4?
Yeah,
really?
I think so.
Oh, well, look, if you've got something to say, come down there that. And you can still say it. Doesn't matter what.
And you can
I'm
just
sure.
go
I'm
down sure. any time of this evening there. And just, you know, say hello to everybody or...
Yep.
Whatever.
Food Not Bombs, cooking.
At 7, I think. Yeah.
So that's going to be good. Yeah, I just thought I'd better mention that while I think of it. Okay, more music. And I'm going to play... Here's Ollie MC, well known to activists around here. And a track called Dis My Ability.
now more than I think you realize. See, your attitude is compromised. You don't even know you resize me. Wanna start with my disability? Sweet, well let's start by asking you what you do. Shitty, I hammer this city. I don't need your help, man. Wanna help show up at a rally against the war in Afghanistan. You don't even realize you got a people like me banned. Look at your floor plan. This is a joke, man. Ask what's wrong. You haven't got the attention span to hear the real answer. That's too hard for you to understand. I'm breaking your picture of assumptions and judgments. See, why should I compromise more on my integrity? But I'll answer your questions and I'll answer them properly. And I'll put up with all of the accidental mockery. And my thoughts have been expressed and written. So now it's time to pull your fucking weight and listen. Because I never stop. I smoke crops, rhyme, get props. When the beat drops, I still outrun the cops. And break laws, deplete your stocks, conduct my own black ops. And fuck with your assumptions about what I'm not. Because I never stop. I smoke crops, rhyme, get props. When the beat drops, I still outrun the cops. And break laws, deplete your stocks, conduct my own black ops. And fuck with your assumptions about what I'm not. Don't talk about how I can be cured with prayer. I'll match your stare, even if I have to go upstairs. And I'll front the glare, yeah, I can see you there. Guilty till proven innocent, eyes can strip you bare. Yeah, I can go to the bar, but I can't go inside. Sit outside the bottom of the stairs and man their eyes. I can wear the disguise of someone who doesn't care, but I care. That's why I wait and prepare, I'm equipped to scare. People oblivious to this ism, people looking at me through the oblivion prism. And all it takes is not to assume, but to listen. And you might realize what you've been missing. Inadvertently dissing, your body taken away, you might care a bit. Then your favorite club, it doesn't give a shit. You go into the bar and you turn right back around. We got people in this country that are living on the ground. Because I never stop. I smoke crops, rhyme, get props. When the beat drops, I still outrun the cops. And break laws, deplete your stocks, conduct my own black ops. And fuck with your assumptions about what I'm not. Because I never stop. I smoke crops, rhyme, get props. When the beat drops, I still outrun the cops. And break laws, deplete your stocks, conduct my own black ops. And fuck with your assumptions about what I'm not.
المدرسة وصلت الصف قعدت على الدور شافت المس حكت بس ما سمعت شكت بس ما فهمت حالة صمش من جوا بحكي بس ما في رد بحاول عبر بس بقبلوني برف عالورك ما كتبت بس رسمت نظام تعليمي بده هد خلص الوقت والورقة فاضية عمين الحق عصام وابقى مين الحق بالمعاملة الخاصة ولا نظام تعليمي مش شايف حد من الحالات الخاصة في النتيجة حبر عالورك ما كتبت فرسبت مش عشان ما درست يعني مش صعوبة بالتعلم بس مشكلة تأقلم مع نظام تعليمي غير منظم بدهم ايانا اتعلم بس بدون مترجم في الصف الكل بحكي وانا بحاول افهم بس مش قادر شعور بالنقص هل انا مختلف ولا المجتمع منحرف عن تقبل اصم وابكم بده يتعلم
أنا عندي من الشهادات 17 منفعش أشتغل ليش بعرفش أنا كفو قادر غير عاجز للأسف عايش بمجتمع عاجز عن التواصل مع الصم بدي أخدم البلد بس اللي في البلد ما بده يخدمني بديش منك تعاطف بدي تقدرني ما عم تنبني مجتمع يتقبلني لا عدالة في التهميش برفض على الهامش أعيش مع عقول عندها كسل فكري أصم عندي القدرة أحكي إيش في عقلي امسح دموعك لا تبكي أنا مش مسكين حزنك علي سكين في صدري أنا بدي إياك تعرفني المج جسور التواصل عليها نمشي تعرف لو أنا عقب عالة كان الله ما خلقني تخرج والشغل بدها تزوج اتحيرت بنت بتحكي ولا صم بس ما تخيرت المجتمع مش مع وحدة صم الولاد بس بيني وبين بنت بتحكي فيش اتصال اصم بس بحس بدي وحدة صم وبس مش انحياز بس احتيال على الواقع اللي قامع فئتي ماذا سيأتي هل الناس ستطلق حريتي خلي بعين الاعتبار قضيتي لا تلغي وجودي انا عندي هويتي منغيرش الزمان ولا المكان بس عنا القدرة على تغيير إنسان فللي بحكي سؤال لو كنت مكاني شو بتختار
That was a song from a collective called Musicians Without Borders, and it was recorded in Palestine in solidarity with Palestine's deaf community. And it's got a fantastic film clip to it, with obviously with people translating into sign language, everything. But the song itself is pretty damn good too.
Mm.
It's talking about the, you know, the struggles that how hard it is to live and be understood and be respected and have a normal life for people in the deaf community there, and there is a lot of people there who have suffered ear injury.
Yes.
Due to the occupation
of
Palestine, and if you have ever, you know, heard bombs going off and how what they do to people's ears, what that stuff does.
What about to babies' ears? That must be.
Yeah, right.
I mean, when babies' ears are just still developing and they're really fragile,
never recover.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So yeah, they do have a very very high level of deafness or
and disabilities hearing in general,
hearing impaired people.
Yes.
Yeah. And disabilities in general.
We'll put that song up on the Facebook page because
it
has the
put
subtitles.
It up earlier.
Oh, did you?
Yeah,
okay.
I put it up before the show, so it's there on Global Intifada Facebook page if people want to have a listen and share it and. Yeah, it's really good. Great words. We were going to read them out, but like I said earlier, I've got problems with this computer, and I didn't get to write them out. But they're really very good. And this group, Collective Musicians Without Borders, have done a few other worthy things too. So you know, people might want to have a look at them. I don't know, or have they not? What?
Nothing, just ignore me.
Oh, no. What have I said?
No, nothing.
Really?
Just keep moving, keep talking.
All right. Okay.
It's completely unrelated to what
we're
discussing.
Okay. All right. I'm glad. look, it's already after 6 o'clock. We're going through till 6:30. which we've been doing from time to time of late. So that's all good. We've got a few more excellent, interesting tracks to play. Right now I'm going to play one for a woman. I think she's from England. She might live in America now, I'm not sure. Her name's Lady MJ Warrior, and it's a pretty decent track, isn't it, called Keep On Fighting. And I believe it sort of starts off kind of slow. I'm not sure. But it is well worth waiting for.
As we're currently doing.
That's it. That's the first.
Llega de lejos, lo escuché.
That was the wonderful Robert Wyatt and a cover version of a Violetta Parra song about indigenous people's struggles in South America. And really, really amazing voice he has. Robert Wyatt was a member of Soft Machine, really good band, late 60s.
And some other band too.
Yeah, Matching Mole.
I can't remember.
You want to probably talk into the microphone.
Which one, this one?
I don't know, anyone. You can choose. you can mic hop if you want.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But I can't remember what other bands he was in, but
yeah,
anyway. I'll sit
okay.
back down on the non-mic chair.
I guess he was in Gong too for a while.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Anyhow, he took a big had a big accident one night at a party and fell off the fourth floor balcony of an apartment block at a party.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know more people die from falling out of bed than they do from terrorist attacks?
I nearly have. I've nearly died from both.
I'd never considered this possibility. Mm, mm. I mean, I could die tonight by falling out of bed. More Australians die from falling out of bed than... Yeah. It's quite high, yes. Yes, I learned this interesting fact
yesterday. I nearly fell off my bed. I was really shit-faced. And I took a tumble off my bed and hit my back of my head.
This is why mattresses should be on the floor, to avoid this terrible regular occurrence that is plaguing many Australians.
Well, many people.
Many people, yes. No, Australians. Australians,
stop
mate.
Saying that word.
It's a plague, I'm telling you. We need a war on beds. Anyway, on a serious note.
Yeah, on a serious note. We started that bracket off with a couple awesome songs. We played one by Ollie MC, fantastic track, Don't Diss My Ability. And then we played someone else, didn't we?
I can't remember.
Yeah, we did. I think it was Lady MJ Warrior. And that wasn't too shabby either.
Song. That was all right, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, yes, people, you're listening to Global Intifada. Today is International Disability Day, and so today's show has all been focused on songs by people who are in some way disabled.
Mm.
And or people singing in solidarity with disabled people, songs about different things. Yes. Sorry, I thought you wanted to. No, I thought you were going to say something.
No.
Yeah.
All right. I'm letting you do the talking.
Oh, really? Okay.
I'm just here for my looks.
All right. Okay. Thanks for coming in then. Yes. I think I'm going to play another song now. It's time's getting on. It's like, it's quarter past six. I also, before I forget, I just want to mention that if people want to listen to these shows, today's shows, because it's been all day, International Disability programming today on 3CR, so people can go to
3cr.org, the website.
/episode/disability day 215, and you can podcast or listen to audio on demand all the shows that have gone on today since early this morning, and there's been some damn good shows.
Yeah, good idea, and you could forward them to friends that you have who
you can save
with disabilities
them. You can
who don't normally
them.
To listen to 3CR as an act of solidarity.
Fuck yeah.
That'd be all right.
Do that.
Yeah.
I reckon. Hey, look, okay, so I hope people understand how to do that. I would work it out. I could work it out. Given time, I'm getting pretty good on computers.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyhow, shut up. I can play more songs. Talking to me, shut up. I'm going to play one now. This is a new release, released today by a group called Reinforce. And they're an activist group. These are self-advocacy songs. Reinforce is a self-advocacy organisation run by people with intellectual disability for people with intellectual disabilities to ensure that the rights of people with these disabilities are upheld in the same way as everyone else, with respect, dignity and inclusion. And there's a song on this CD which is about squatting, which is from the 80s. A group of activists, disabled activists, were living in a sheltered house
mm-hmm.
in Carlton, and they were being evicted, and they took over the house and squatted it.
Cool.
In protest. And this song
what
is about it.
What era was this?
This was 1982.
Okay.
Or one. 82 or one. Okay. In Carlton. In Drummond Street. In
oh,
Carlton.
Wow. I used to live in Drummond Street.
Yes, so did I. And I know people who live there now. And and I'm sure they would find this song of particular interest. But I don't want to say any more about it.
Good to have some local history
indeed,
referenced
it is.
In music played today.
Let's try and play it. Let's see if it's going to work.
On the wall in the office of Reinforce is a handwritten story that tells the cause of the long, hard struggle for those of us with ID to find a voice and be heard for what we need.
Like transport, health, education and play. Like living in houses like everyone else every day. And the simple freedoms that most others enjoy that were consumed by the shackles institutions employed. But it was the spring of 1982 that the winds of change came sweeping through. We took on the government who had houses to spare, who hailed them from staff from any damn where. There was this one old place in Drummond Street that had been sitting there empty in no one's keep. They said it was one more place for ministry staff. But what about us? We said, why did we come last? So we walked right in and started to squat. And the government said, hey, get out you lot. But we sat right there, all to see, and the ministry's power was in jeopardy.
And we came and we stayed and we wouldn't let go. We talked to the world, let everyone know. Discrimination and human rights, equality is everyone's fight. We're tired of promises and government words, tired of waiting for our voice to be heard. Started talking with our own two feet as we moved in to 112 Drummond Street. 112 Drummond Street. 112 Drummond Street.
Many days went by and the government found that we were set. We would give no ground. So the ministry sent lots of suits into tour, but our demands were clear, empty-handed they walked. And finally the minister, Mr. Roper, came. He heard our story and recognised the shame. He said this house, but not without some remorse, will be signed right over to Reinforce. So we went to his office in Parliament House. We signed that paper and we heard him announce that he would fund many houses for those with ID. And we knew Reinforce had won a great victory. And we drank champagne right then and there as Tom opened a bottle for our squatters to share. And apart from this story that we have on our wall, we still have that bottle to remind us all.
And we came and we stayed and we wouldn't let go. We talked to the world, let everyone know about discrimination and human rights, equality and everyone's fight. And we're tired of promises and government words, tired of waiting for our voice to be heard. We started talking with our own two feet as we moved in to 112 Drummond Street, 112 Drummond Street, 112 Drummond Street.
Looking back now, that was 33 years ago. Some changes have come, but man, they've been slow. And while our victories are few, they still taste so sweet. In particular, that time we squatted in Drummond Street.
I am so tickled pink to find that song. It's just made my day.
Mm,
and
good school.
I used to squat in Drummond Street back in the 80s, but that was a few years before I was there, and different house, obviously. Mm. Yeah. But, yeah, totally fantastic song. And that's released. I'm not sure how people can get that, but you can contact 3CR definitely and get a copy of that CD. It's a 5-track CD by Reinforce Self Advocacy Group, and yeah, it's 8 minutes to 6:22. 6:22, yes. and you're listening to Global Intifada on 3CR. Gonna play a track now from Togo in Africa. And it's about soldiers with disabled soldiers. Okay. Soldiers, you know. I'm not sure if it's talking specifically about the conflict in Sierra Leone and Liberia, or because, you know, quite neighbours, or elsewhere. But it's a track by Jimmy Hope, who is a pretty well-known musician star over that way. And, yeah, give it a listen. It's called Agbabada. No disrespect to Jimmy Hope there, but we're fading that song down because it's almost time for us to roll.
Yeah.
Yep. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and thank you, Zuni, for coming in. Good to see you
My
again.
My pleasure. It's All been right. great to be here. Yay. I've missed the place. So, yeah.
All right. Yay.
Thank you, everyone.
Going to leave with a song by, like I said, my new favourite band. This is Bear Brass Asylum Orchestra, and It's a track called, it's a love song. It's called You're Weird.
It's that sounds really good.
It's so good. Thank you again for listening. Marisol will be up very soon with Latin American women's show. Oh, yeah, there's a Lasnet thing going on tonight at Hop, isn't there?
Yeah, it's a Mapuche film. It sounds really great. Look, I'd love to go, but, yeah, it's on 7 p.m. It's a screening of a film, blah, blah, blah. Okay, let Marisol plug it.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Thanks for listening. See you later. Here's Bear Brass Asylum Orchestra.
I first met you in the kitchen at a party. That prosthetic, it made you look so tough. You were speaking fluent Klingon, so I was pretty sure you'd like it rough. I like the way you dribble when you smile. I like the manic look that's in your eye. You show off to impress me by showing me how well you recite Pi. That you kinda like me from the way you start to flap and watch your toes. When I finally get you naked, I wait while you neatly fold your clothes. Oh yeah, fold those clothes for me, baby. No, you're putting it in the wrong hole. I wanna be the hand to your layup. I wanna be the doctor to your rose. Wanna hump you like a hobbit and suck on all your furry little toes. We're gonna have lots of freaky children. We'll hear the pitter-pat of little stumps. When you walk me down the aisle, I'll wear a dress that shows off my weird lumps.
You're weird, I think I love you. You're weird, I think you're fine. You make me wanna pin you down and hump you. Just weird, I wanna make you mine. You're weird, I think I love you. You're weird, I think you're fine. You make me wanna wrap my arms around you. Just weird, and I'm so glad you're mine. You're weird, and I'm so glad you're mine.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.